Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. For those who are joining us live, you know, yesterday during this segment, we had a really exciting conversation with the writer and director of a new short film called One Pass. Today, we're joined by the co-producer and actress from that project, Selena Justice. She's making her first appearance on our program to talk to us not only about One Pass, but what it was like for her to bring this character's story to life. Selena, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Hi, Cyrus. It's so great to be here with you.
Hey, the pleasure's definitely all mine. As I said to Julie yesterday, I know you guys are so excited to finally have this here. She was sharing with us, as you know, that this has been 3 years in the making. What does it feel like for you? Because you not only were working behind the scenes, but you also were, as I said, the actress to kind of bring this woman's story to life. What is it like for you to now be at this point?
Oh, Lord, I guess the word is surreal. I mean, it's been so long coming that it won't feel real until we're sitting in that theater, you know, watching it on the big screen, I don't think.
Yeah. So, you know, the journey has been really interesting for you guys. I love the fact, and I actually posted an article today on Examiner.com about Julie's interview because I thought it was so fascinating. She credits you a lot, as you know, Selena, not only for seeing it get to this place, but also inspiring her. I mean, what is that like for you to realize that just by being able to encourage someone and to share your gift, that you were able to inspire them to move forward with this?
Well, I mean, that's the way that the world works, right? I mean, I was inspired to approach Julie because I had coffee with a mentor of mine, a female director, Deborah Campmeyer. And, you know, one of the very first things that she said as a filmmaker was, you just got to do it. Find somebody that's good to work with. Find somebody that you feel like you can, you know, collaborate creatively with and do it, you know? And so really her words gave me the courage to say, you know, here's Julie Kobayashi, let's do this, you know? And oh my gosh, I was so nervous when I asked her out to lunch with me. I thought for sure she would say, no, you know, I'm too busy to do that. But no, immediately she was like, yeah, let's do it. I just need somebody else to, you know, help me along that path.
Right. And the rest, as they say, is about to be history as of this week, of course, with the premiere of One Pass. And again, you know, we posted the trailer on our website. Encourage people, if you have not been to the website, onepassmovie.com, you definitely want to head over there because there you can not only see the trailer but also find out more information about the behind the scenes. So let's go back a little bit with you because, as I said, you are not only the co-producer and director of this but also the actress that's bringing this character story to life. When did you first realize that this was your path, Selena, that this is something that you wanted to do when it came to not only acting, but also, of course, being a part of this industry?
Well, let's see. I guess I was an actor from a very, very young age. I was always forcing my mother and brother and sister to watch me dance around in my tutu. And then somewhere along the path, probably in high school, I just started to feel like acting was just the craziest career I could possibly choose for myself. And why would I choose such a hard path? I got into Brown University and studied Africana studies and really left what had always been my passion behind me. And then my senior year at Brown, I was walking down the street and I noticed a flyer for an audition for Susan Laurie Park's FNA. Mm-hmm. And so I just said, well, let me go try it. You know, I mean, it's a black piece and they're doing it at the main stage at Brown University. What can it hurt to try it, you know? And then I was cast as the lead. And and so doing that piece really just ignited in me again that, yeah, it might be a crazy path to go down, but there's nothing stronger in me than my passion for acting. And so knowing that, I couldn't really turn away from it anymore, you know?
Well, I think what you just shared, you shared something very powerful there, Selena. I want to come back to. I want to say, for those who are just tuning in, though, you're listening to Conversations Live. Really excited today to welcome Selena Justice to our program. She's not only an actress, but also the co-producer and director of the short film One Pass that's making its debut coming up here in just a few days. For those who are joining us live, it's going to be a showing at the Urban World Film Festival in New York. You know, that in itself has to be a great feeling. And as you said, Selena, you know, it probably will not feel completely real until you're sitting there being able to watch it. I know Julie said to me that, you know, it really is surreal at this point. For her, you know, the question that you pose to yourself that you just mentioned to us is one that we talk about on this show all the time, because mm-hmm. a lot of people have these gifts, but they don't go for it because they don't know what's going to happen. But you ask the question, you know, what is the worst that can happen? You know, and then especially, I mean, you'll never know, of course, if you don't go for it. Have you always been that driven to be able to say, you know what, the worst thing that could happen is if I don't try?
I think that in my younger years, I was a little bit more fearful. It took really connecting with my passion, I like to think of it as, you know, fate, getting pushed into that situation that really made me go, oh, okay, I can't turn away from this anymore, you know. But really then, as soon as I got that first bug, I couldn't, there was no way to turn back from it anymore.
Right. Yeah. And now, of course, you know, we're talking about One Pass. One Pass is not the first project you've done, as you were just sharing with us. It definitely is not the last. I know there's others that you've already completed and then projects that you're working on. Is that, again, part of the excitement for you, Selena, being able to not only to challenge yourself from role to role, but to be able to slip into the skin of these characters?
Absolutely. I mean, I consider myself first and foremost an actor. That's where my love is. And so I look forward to, you know, many different roles coming down the line, you know. I look forward to many different roles coming down the line. Although this project has been particularly interesting because, you know, I co-wrote it and co-produced it with Julie. So I've now seen the whole other side to the business that I had never seen before doing this project.
Yeah. So tell us about Charlie. I had Julie tell us, you know, a little bit about, you know, what One Pass was about. But talk to us about bringing her to life. What was it like for you to kind of tell her story and to kind of experience the world as she was experiencing it?
Well, it was absolutely the easiest role for me to get into of my career because I was there with her from the very beginning, you know.
Okay.
And Julie and I really formed her together. And honestly, Charlie has, you know, large portions of her that are Julie and quite large portions of her that are me, you know. And so knowing Julie so well as well, I was working on this character for 3 years, you know.
Yeah.
So by the time that we got to filming, it was there had already been a lot of preparation put into it, much more than you usually get when you get cast.
Yeah. I'm going to ask you a question, Selena, that I did not ask Julie. And
mm-hmm.
I wanted to ask you this question because since it was you, you know, of course, that we see on screen. Is there a part of you that would like to see more of One Pass? And I guess what I mean by that is, do you feel as though One Pass was the ending of Charlie's story, or do you feel as though it is possible that maybe we, because of the way that people respond to the short film, may be able to see an extended version of this?
I would absolutely be open to that as a possibility, although I am quite proud of the fact that I feel like we got a really tight story into 20 minutes.
Gotcha.
I think that when people watch One Past, they'll feel like they saw, you know, they saw Charlie's story from beginning to end. Of course, there could be more, and there's little snippets of, you know, romance in the film that don't, you know, we don't get to see where that goes. So absolutely, I could see it growing. I also know that that my partner though has, you know, we've been working on this for so long that I think there's a part of us it says, okay, let's do the next thing now, you know?
Got you. Well, since you brought that up, do you feel as though, especially because you do have the big premiere, now I was on the IMDb page for One Pass as I was prepping for the segment, of course, has the big release date there, September the 19th. Do you feel as though after September the 19th that
September
there
the 20th,
will...
Yeah, September 19th. You're right. Sorry.
Do you feel as though there will be that question of what is the next thing? Is that a question you're looking forward to viewers of One Path asking you?
Absolutely, because I'm looking forward to it actually as a push for myself to start the next thing. I mean, because Julie and I are definitely focused on getting One Path through festival distribution. And actually, I am able to announce right now, you're the first to know, that that we just got into our second film festival, International Black Women's Film Festival,
Wow.
which is in Oakland, my hometown. So that's very exciting. So we'll be having our second showing there in December.
Wow.
So that's definitely a big part of, you know, these next couple months for us. But yeah, the next steps beyond One Past are really exciting. I mean, I'm thinking about a theater piece that I'd really like to put together and another actually full-length film. And then, of course, me and Julie have, you know, I think that we would always work together again as actor and director for sure.
Wow, that has to be great. And the Julie that we've been talking about is Julie Kobayashi, who was on the program yesterday, who, as you heard Selena mention earlier, of course, they co-wrote and directed One Path together. If you missed the conversation with Julie, it was a great conversation. We'll tell you a little bit later how you can go back and listen to that. But today we're speaking to Selena Justice, not only, as I mentioned, the co-writer and director, but also the individual who brought the character Charlie, who we see on screen, to life, to being able to tell her story. You know, I want to talk about inspiration for a moment in relation to other people, Selena, because as you talked about being able to talk to your mentors, and then, of course, that led to the conversation with Julie, and then, of course, you guys doing this. Now you're able to inspire other people to go for it and to use the different formats that are out there, the media that's out there, to get it done. What is it like for you now to know that just by doing what you love, that you're inspiring other people to do the same thing?
Well, it's a really special place to be in, and I don't think I've fully, you know, accepted the reality of that quite yet. But the thing that makes me the proudest, though, is that, you know, I did it with Julie,
yeah.
Of course. You know, we did it. We didn't just talk about it. We really did it. And so to get to this place, I can now turn around and say to all of my other, you know, creatives out there, just do it, you know? I mean, just begin. Find somebody, especially with filmmaking, which is so collaborative. Find somebody that you work well with and do it, you know? I mean, you can. You can get to this place.
There you go. And you're hearing it from someone who knows firsthand. Again, everyone, Selena Justice has been our guest. Selena, thank you so much for the time today. People can find out more information about One Path by going to the website at www.onepassmovie.com. Again, that's www.onepassmovie.com. You can find the updates about the upcoming showing in New York on Friday. And then, of course, great news. Thank you so much for sharing that, Selena, about what's coming up later on this year in California as well. So look for updates on that. You guys can also find One Past on social media, on Facebook and Twitter, by going to Facebook.com or Twitter.com, One Past Movie. And Selena, it goes without saying, Julie and you are both welcome back here anytime. When you guys get all the information about the October date, I hope you'll come back on the program.
Oh, that would be so great, Cyrus. Thank you so much. You've been wonderful.
Thank you so much for that. I really appreciate it. And we thank all of you for tuning in to another edition of our show. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. If you missed my conversation with Julie yesterday, that also is available on our radio website as well as the podcast of this one. Thank you all for tuning in to Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.